So, Ayman, you are from Syria, but you've actually lived all over the Middle East. What's interesting is that you've lived in a very old city, Damascus, and a very new city, Dubai. And they're actually not that far from each other. What's the difference between living in a very old city and a very new city?
It is really different because the whole city is designed in a different way. In a city like Dubai, for example, it is designed in a line. It is designed in a linear way, so you have to go across the city to go from one end to the other. And some people live on one end and they work on the other end, so they have to go across the whole city, which makes roads unbelievably crowded all the time. While in a city like Damascus, it is true that it is an old city and the road system is really old and needs to be maintained and changed sometimes. But still, the city is of different parts that are connected. So you might find people who live on the northern, eastern part, and they have all what they need in that part. They don't need to go to any other part of the city. So that's why it is convenient to walk around the city. You don't even need a car in Damascus. However, a city like Dubai, being new and modern, has its advantages because it's convenient. You go everywhere and things are new, shops everywhere, new shopping malls open every day, and you can go to one shopping mall and do whatever shopping you need. Whatever brand you even think of is there. Even the brands that you don't know, you will find there from all around the world. You meet people from all around the world in Dubai. I made friends from all different parts of the world. I learned about many different cultures in Dubai. While in Syria, it is isolated and you don't meet people from other countries in Syria. And if even when foreigners live in Syria, they tend to stay in their own bubble and not mix with people because I think that English is not very well spoken in Syria, so it is hard to move around with English in the city. While in Dubai, it is the opposite because you can't speak Arabic sometimes in Dubai. You have to speak English most of the time in Dubai. And if you are looking for a job, you'd have more chances finding a job if you speak English and you don't speak Arabic than if you speak Arabic and you don't speak English.
Oh, that's interesting.